Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Daughter of Destiny by Jennifer Thomas is a poignant account of a woman who was orphaned, yet persevered throughout life and its highest ups and lowest downs. Jennifer has served in the workforce and in the community for nearly 37 years. As a customer service associate, motor coach operator, a semi-trailer truck operator, and a cab driver, possessing a charitable spirit, she provides assistance and care for the disabled and elderly. Currently, she does fashion design, writes, and mentors young men and women. She had many premonitions, dreams, and visions that came to pass. Jennifer has the ability to sense and discern what lies beyond her imagination. She can also interpret those premonitions, dreams, and visions and watch them come into fruition. You will learn that you are here on purpose. You're not an accident. A rousing journey of a woman that takes the readers into a life withstanding several tribulations that will inspire them to live their own lives, seeking and putting into action their God-given purpose. Jennifer Thomas, author of Daughter of Destiny, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
And thank you, Rick, for having me here today.
You've done an excellent job with this book, and I want to talk about the inspiration and sharing your story to help other people, because it's been so inspirational, which has been part of your life and putting a hand out and helping other people. What was the inspiration to tell your story and to write your book, Daughter of Destiny?
It is my God-given moral obligation to come back and help impact, empower, to enlighten the world for such a time as this today.
Boy, there's so much going on, and people are going through so many traumas now. It's a blessing to have a book like Daughter of Destiny out there that they can refer to and watch somebody else that's gone through tribulations through most of their lives. A lot of people are in your position thinking about writing, and you're helping young people, mentoring young men and women. What advice would you give for young authors?
My advice is to write the vision and make it plain. It states in the word Habakkuk 2:3, write the vision and make it plain and stay focused and not allow anyone to distract you, and always walk by faith and not by sight.
You know, those words of advice, it's so difficult to get started and taking that first step and following through on this vision of writing the book. Jennifer did that with her book, Daughter of Destiny. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you wrote this book, was there a person that really inspired you to write Daughter of Destiny, somebody that motivated you?
Yes, it was. It was Jesus Christ from Nazareth. By reading the Bible and studying the word and learning from his experience of him going through difficulties and things of that nature walking on this earth, I was able to record and reflect on my life experiences as well.
You know, when you write this book, you take this idea, you start, there's a whole process there, and I'm sure frustrations as you were going through, emotional going through this. When the book was finally published, when you had it edited, it's all set to go, you pick up a copy of your book, Daughter of Destiny. It's got your name on it, a great book cover that you've come up with. What was that experience like where you actually held that first book in your hand and it's like, thank you, I've done this?
It was totally a remarkable and amazing feeling. And dreams do come true, and they do come into full fruition. And this was one of them that happens to come to reality.
Daughter of Destiny by Jennifer Thomas is our guest on the program. What is the most rewarding aspect of being a published author?
Knowing that I have created something that leaves a legacy and a positive impact on the world today.
You know, you've done so much in your life over the years in giving back to people, in being there. I mentioned helping the disabled and elderly and the homeless, and you've been so active in helping people. Writing this book helps people in a different way. It helps people that you wouldn't normally be able to reach. You can reach people all over the world with this. Was the publication of Daughter of Destiny among your finest accomplishments, do you think?
Yes, I have achieved and accomplished one of my greatest milestones in life. So this is one of the greatest.
Well, it certainly is, again, because you're able to reach so many people. It doesn't have to be face-to-face contact. It's people all around the world that are reading the book. And when you read the reviews, that's exactly what's happening with Daughter of Destiny by Jennifer Thomas, our guest on the program today. As I mentioned before, this can be an arduous task in writing a book. You have an idea, you sit down, there are a number of obstacles as you go through the process. How long did it take you to complete Daughter of Destiny?
It took me exactly 6 years in the writings. I had to go back in 2018 to revise the necessary changes in the book to bring it to current status.
Yeah, it's interesting. If somebody thinks, okay, I'm going to sit down over the weekend, I got a great idea for a book, it doesn't usually work that way. There's a lot of refinement that goes into it. And it shows because this book is so well done and receiving excellent reviews. Daughter of Destiny, you'll find it at Amazon.com, all of the usual places. Is there a target audience for this? And I love the title Daughter of Destiny as well. I guess I ask you two questions there. What is the target audience? And tell me about the title, because this is something that it's very relatable for many people.
This literature includes people who are facing difficulty situations. My target readers will appreciate and be able to be encouraged by this book because it will help guide them to discover faith, inspirations, and strength in the midst of their adversities. And the title came to me. I had to go back years ago, 2007, and asked when I was in the writings and asked and consult God, what title should we write off this book here? And it came to me in a vivid dream, and it says, write Daughter of Destiny, because your life story is like Esther in the Bible and Harriet Truman. So I am the modern day Harriet Truman and the modern day Esther for such a time as this.
You really are, and you see that in the book as you read Jennifer's story, Daughter of Destiny, again, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Go to our website, and you can link on directly to Amazon and get all of the information there. I mentioned this before about starting the process. A lot of people have the thought of writing a book, but it's difficult to actually get started. Talk about what persuaded you in the beginning to sit down and write and to share so much of your life story.
Well, let's go back in time. When I was about 24 years old, the Holy Spirit prompted me because I used to always have night visitations, revelations, premonitions. So I would have these things come to me, and I had to say, let me start writing. I said, Lord, I had to go back and consult him again when I was at 24. I said, Lord, do you want me to write a book? I said, because you continue to give me more dreams and premonitions and visions, so I must write. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to go write the visions, continue to write the visions. So from that point, I started continue to write and continue to have more encounters. When people get sick, I would touch them, they would get healed. So I have been prophetically anointed for such a time.
With us on the program is Jennifer Thomas. The book is Daughter of Destiny. You've done so much in your years, starting not just in professional life. I mentioned the 37 years that you've worked professionally and in the community, but even as a child. What do you hope to accomplish in the next 5 years? I know you've got goals, things that you would like to accomplish, things that you've seen yourself accomplishing. What would you like to accomplish in the next 5 years?
My main goal is to have the money to the resources to purchase this building for my ministry to feed people around the globe and to teach people how to come into knowing thyself and get that greater connection with the creator of the universe. And that is our Jesus Christ, Lord, and God, our Father from the universe.
You have a special way of communicating, obviously in person with all that you've been able to accomplish, but with the written word as well, in writing Daughter of Destiny, it resonates with people. Are you working on other writings now? Are there other books that you're thinking about doing?
Yes, of course. There is a book right now is ready to be released, hopefully by this Christmas 2020, are right at the first of the year. It's right at the design cover department. So that's the second book is getting ready to be released. And my third book, I'm currently writing on it right now because I'm still seeing dreams and vision. God is still downloading the spirit man to come and tell the world that he is real and that we are living in such a time, an unprecedented time, that we need to come back and get connected with the Father, so that we can have a resting place when we move up out of this side of the universe into the heavenly realm.
I think I knew the answer to that before I asked that. You have so much to share with people that you would be working on something else, and I'm delighted to hear that you are working on other books, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about just one of the many obstacles you went through, which was dropping out of school, forced to drop out of school in like the 11th grade, I believe. You've had so much to overcome. How did you do that? You know, one obstacle would stop a lot of people. You had all of these. It was almost like hurdles and the track where you get over one. Whoops, you got a couple more ahead of you. And you overcame all of those. How did you get through all of that?
Well, as I look back over my life, I had accepted Christ at a tender age of 13. So I knew that he had his hand on me. But at that time, I didn't really know because I was still young. Nobody took me to Christ. I had to go to Christ and he chose me. So therefore, as growing up in my teenager year, my mother left me once again at the age of 16. So I had to live on the streets. I had to survive as a kid, a teenager. And I was in the 12th grade, ready to graduate, but my mother came home and she just gave up everything. So that put me in the street. And then they took my sister to her father's house because I didn't have a father. I never had a father and really never had a mother neither, but she was in and out of my life. So I had to struggle. I was working at the age of 16 and trying to go to school and didn't have nowhere to go. So yeah, I had all the odds were stacked against me, but I've always went to back to school to accomplish, to get my diploma. But every time I went back, it seemed like I would miss it by one point. I was like, okay, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I don't know. So therefore I went to college, several colleges, but I didn't finish. And then I also went to biblical theology to sit with Dr. Michelle Correll. She's a world known leader too. Yes. So I sat with her in 2016 as well. But the Holy Spirit has been guiding me, teaching me, telling me, forewarning me everything in my life. As of today, I'm still, like I said, I'm currently writing on the third book right now. And so I'm just here doing what God sent for me to do. I'm doing my assignments to come back and help lift a fallen nation for such a time as this.
As you mentioned, I mentioned at the beginning, you feel that all of us are here with a God-given purpose. You're fulfilling that and doing it so well. Daughter of Destiny, authored by Jennifer Thomas, our guest on the program, a heartfelt memoir of a courageous orphan and her battle against the trials that come into her life. I mentioned you've had many premonitions, dreams, and visions that came to pass. For some people, they have some dreams, maybe some visions, but they don't follow through on those. You have the ability to sense and to discern. Talk about how important that is, because once you have one of these premonitions, you're able to bring that power of discernment in and implement it.
Well, it's like tapping into your higher self, the higher dimension. We have several dimensions. You work in from the earth, that's a dimension. You're working in the realm of the demonic spirit, that is another realm. And you have the heavenly realms. So you operate in all those realms of vacation, and God will surely send the angels to show you which way to navigate in the world. And if you do that and you continue to take heed to what the Spirit says, then you would be able to navigate on this journey called the road to destiny. So it's about being obedient to the word and the voice and the dreams. You have to write the vision, because if you don't write the vision, a man without a vision perish. So we have to have goals and dreams, and we have to consult God with these things first. Let it be thy will, Father. If this is what you want to come to pass, then I shall come forth.
You've been blessed as well with the skill of interpreting the premonitions and dreams. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk a little bit about that. And at what age did you start realizing, okay, there's significance here. I'm now able to understand this, and I can better fulfill my mission on Earth.
Well, let's go back in time. This started when I was about 4 years old. That was in the year of 1970. And I had seen my grandmother at the age, that was what, five. Five. But some things were happening at four, and I knew something wasn't right. Things were coming against me, the entity force. So therefore, my grandmother, I seen her at the foot of the bed. Me, my auntie, and my sister were in the bed, and she was standing there. And I said, oh, okay. So years later, let's rewind this, fast forward this tape. Years later, my auntie said, yes, she seen her mother as well when I was 4 years old. Yeah, at the foot of the bed. So from there, I started seeing a lot of things come into fruition in my life. So let's see, some things that I would prophesy when I was a teenager. I was like about 13, and I asked my mother, and my best friend asked her mother if we can just come together and get some things that we wanted for Christmas, and the things came to pass. When I was 14, I went to God and said, Lord, I would love to see my father, my biological father. At 14, he granted me my heart desires. At 14, at 18, I seen my biological father for the first time. Things were happening. He started answering my prayers from that point. So a lot of this has been coming into fruition for over like 50 years. So I've been seeing a lot of things all my life. I would see tsunamis. I would see earthquakes, same thing, all sorts of things. That's in the first book, and even in the second and in the third. So I'm still currently seeing right now as we speak today some things that I have to record in my lifetime history.
Jennifer Thomas has been our guest on This Week in America. Just a delightful conversation with her and her life story. Daughter of Destiny is a touching life story of one person's life following her triumphs, her failures, joys, and sorrows. The long years of carrying the values of love, hope, faith, perseverance, and will. This is a powerful book. It's Daughters of Destiny. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Jennifer, working on a couple of other books as well. You'll find all that information there as well. And you can get an update by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jennifer, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. And so much more that I would love to talk about in the program. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
And thank you. It's my pleasure once again. Great day now.
It has been a pleasure having you here. Jennifer Thomas, author of Daughter of Destiny. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.